Hey everybody, welcome to episode 46 of Breaking In. I'm Manny.
I'm Cheryl.
And this week, well actually, let's before we get into what we're talking about this week, let's chat about things that are coming up.
Good idea.
It's kind of moot at this point, because by the time the show posts, but if you're in LA and you're fans of Breaking In and you're listening to the show on Monday when you should be listening to the show, tonight, as in Monday night, is our second meetup at the Cat and Fiddle, 7 o'clock. Come on out and say hello. The special guest is Roger Avery, and the movie that is going to be shown is... what? Rules
Shit,
of...
I forgot.
Rules of Attraction.
Ah, yes.
So, yes. Cheryl and I will be there. Make sure that you guys come out, and if you do come out, come by and say hi. We always like interacting with fans of people who listen to us.
Or just people.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday this week, I don't think it's sold out, but I will be at the New Media Film Festival in downtown LA for their opening gala / 3D night. And for those who are fans of the show and listen to the episode we did with Juan, he is going to be moderating the Q&A, so...
Very exciting.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on out and say hello.
He is very excited to do it also, so...
I believe tickets for that are only $30. It's the opening gala plus, I think, 10 or 12 short films in 3D. So it's a whole thing.
Interesting.
And then a Q&A afterwards, again, moderated by Juan. So yeah, come on out for that. Say hello. Just go ahead and Google New Media Film Festival. It will come up. But now on to topics at hand. What I thought would be really interesting to talk about today is kind of what Cheryl and I are going through right now. And that is dealing with writing, rewriting a contained thriller. Sort of talking about the genre as a whole. But also making it more of a discussion about writing a commercial project versus something that's not commercial.
Yes. Not our baby, just something that would sell. That was kind of the goal.
Right. And
we hoped, obviously.
So, for those of you that are completely fucking clueless about what a contained thriller is, it is literally just that. It is a thriller that is contained in one, maybe two locations. It's your... cliche of six friends go on vacation to a cabin in the woods and shit happens. Your location being the woods and the cabin.
Cheap. That would be the point.
Now, contained thriller also, you know, I think a lot of people... There's a thing that's happened, and I think we've brought this up on the show before, but there's a thing that happened where thriller somehow became horror. That is not the case.
Right.
Thriller is still... When I think of thriller, I think of North by Northwest, I think of Rear Window, you know, anything
like
Hitchcock.
Like horror mystery.
Right. Disturbia, as much as it was a remake of Rear Window, is a contained thriller. It's one location.
Yes.
His room. And the yard. So it's not always, you know, Freddy slashing up teens somewhere.
No, that's horror. Yeah.
But it's still a contained thriller. Yeah, I mean, Evil Dead is a contained thriller. Cabin in the Woods is a contained thriller.
Well, I guess Freddy. Yeah, that's pretty much like two buildings, maybe.
Sure. It's like, you know, it's a campsite and that's it.
House, maybe.
Right.
A school. Yeah.
Right. Freddy, on the other hand, not a contained thriller because it's multiple houses, multiple dimensions.
I think that one could also pass, other than you have to have the boiler room.
Well, no, but yeah, but you have the school, you have
his... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was literally only, if you think about it, it wasn't that, it's the same street, it's the same, you have people running down the street, and there's a house. It could be the same house for all we know.
So yeah, and it's coming up with that idea of, well, okay, so we're going to write our version of, these are seven strangers trapped in a house, and the scenario that puts them there, and the events that occur that causes them to be thrilled, essentially.
Thrilled? That's pretty funny.
And one of the things that I kind of want to talk about is the fact of, well, okay, why is this commercial? It's commercial because contained thrillers are usually very cheap to make and usually bring in a lot of people to see it. So, for example, this week, which we wanted to, but we could not get to it, but The Purge is opening this weekend, and I'm pretty sure it's doing fairly well. And will be the number one movie of the weekend. And that's a great premise, where it's a family in a house during 12 hours where crime is completely legal.
And it's basically one house.
Right. It's all set in one house.
Pretty cheap.
that and it stars Ethan Hawke, so...
Got that going.
That's
for
already
you.
Cheap.
Oh,
not a fan of Ethan Hawke.
He's adorable.
I hate him.
Whatever.
But your movies like Insidious, Paranormal Activity, the found footage is a subgenre of its own, but it's still a contained thriller, one location. So you have the cheap factor, you have the fact that people like to go see it. We find that most contained thrillers should be no more than 95 pages. I mean, this is just a, you know...
Yeah, if you go over that, it's you should be embarrassed,
right?
To hand that to anybody.
We were told by a manager friend of ours that if we had a contained thriller that was about 98 pages, then he would be able to do something with that. To which we said, "How's 92?" And he goes, "That's even better." So,
yeah. Definitely for this.
Yeah.
Shorter the better for this.
Shorter the better. If you have a contained thriller that comes out below 90 pages, I wouldn't make it any less than 85. It should be your target for a contained thriller should be 85 to 95 pages, and that's what you should be shooting for. That's what people are going to read. That's what, you know. The other thing is having a hook. That's The Purge. Their hook is a good one.
I like it. What an interesting idea.
Evil Dead.
Original.
Yeah,
I think it's original.
The Cabin in the Woods obviously had a huge...
Mad Max for a Day kind of thing.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Our hook... Well, I'm not going to tell you our hook, but our hook is... It's a hook. There's something there that makes it different than any other house of where there's seven people in a house in the woods. But yeah, this is something that you really have to think about when it comes to having people read your stuff, and more importantly, people interested in buying your stuff or even being able to sell it. Making it cheap, making the characters extremely interesting, because it is, again, seven people. That one of the things that we realized with our script was that our characters were not diverse enough. So we're in the process of going back and changing some of the characters and making them a little bit more...
which I think will make them more interesting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Our hook deals with religion to a certain extent.
Good and evil.
Yeah, but there is religious aspects to it, and so one of the discussions that we had was having people in the situation that are not Christian, that they're from a different religion, thus creating conflict between ideals and morals and...
I haven't said yes to that yet.
No, but it was a discussion.
Uh-huh, it was a discussion. I'm just not sure that mucking it up like that, adding another religion... I mean, it's complicated enough already with just good and evil.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, yes, we are working on that, and, you know, kind of getting into a broader topic of just having your movie be commercial, I can't tell you the amount of scripts that I've read that I don't know how anybody ever thinks that that idea would sell. I know you've been in that boat a couple of times with scripts that you've read.
You know, actually, what's funny to me about the script is we started this as it was not going to be a baby. It was what you would consider a throwaway script.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I think you're surprised that you had a lot of fun working on it.
Yeah.
And it starts to get a little bit more now that we're tweaking it and tweaking it, and it gets a little bit more personal. And now, is it an important script?
I don't think so.
No, I agree. And I also want to leave it at that. That it's a throwaway.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think
it's a good experiment to see, you know, how differently it goes through the its pains without us caring.
I want to rephrase that, because it's not that we don't care.
No,
okay,
right.
There's a couple of things. Okay, so number one, I think it's fair
it's not
to say
break our heart.
I think it's fair to say that this is the first script, and where I want to make sure it's abundantly clear that we are not writing for the market. I think when people use that phrase "writing for the market," their intentions are not good.
Well, that's a forced writing, I think, you know.
Well,
okay, right now, if you and I just sat down and went, okay, now let's write a love story. Ready? Go.
Right.
You can't just.
We do actually like contained thrillers. We actually enjoy those movies, and we had a set parameter of what we would and would not do in the script. So we weren't. We knew we were writing something that would sell, but we were not writing to the market.
Right. It was more for the cheap factor,
Yeah, we don't care if this goes straight
down
to DVD.
And dirty. Yeah, exactly. That's. I mean, it was just supposed to be, whatever.
So we had fun writing it, and we were not dispassionate about it in any way, shape, or form.
No.
But we aren't idiots. We know that there is a very large market for these movies, and so we're keeping that in mind when we chose this idea. The other projects that we've worked on, that we've written, are commercial, but they're extremely large.
Too large.
Yes. Multi-world.
spaceships.
Yeah.
New weapons.
Right.
Yeah.
The script I'm actually working on while Cheryl and I are working on Sanctuary, we've got two going at the same time. The other script is an ensemble piece with, you know, 12 main characters. It takes place in, you know, 4 different countries, and there's a heist scene, and there's a...
So not contained at all.
Yeah, no.
That's
money.
It.
Money will need to be spent.
Okay, so is that an uncontained...
is an uncontained ensemble action genre. Tentpole picture. Okay, so anyway, that being said, we knew that we would not be able to have our first script be a Fast and the Furious script. That wasn't going to sell. We were going to have to start somewhere. And because we enjoy cheap contained thrillers, even the ones that are not popular that go to... I mean, we just got done watching VHS 2.
Disappointing. A little disappointing on that one, because...
But here's a movie that's never been released in theaters. The first one and the second one were released on iTunes
right.
and pay-per-view. They do not have any actors although the filmmakers behind it are all heavies in their...
But it killed me.
The acting was really bad in this one.
Really super bad. Obviously, they spent all their money on effects. And actually, a lot of them were super good.
Yeah. There was definitely some new stuff in there that we had never seen. More so in the first one, but regardless, I mean, Paranormal Activity, that no actors. Of course, that plays on the whole found footage thing, but it's...
That's different. I think that I consider that different when it's supposed to be like, you know, like your real friends. Life family. And,
So, yes, Grave Encounters was a film that went through, Tribeca.
Which we made fun of, but loved it still. I don't care.
The first one. The second one got insanely stupid. Yeah. But the point being is we watch this stuff, whether there's a draw or not. Going through Netflix and seeing like, oh, here's this movie about six kids in an insane asylum. Who's in it? Don't care, but it sounds cool.
It's the point of just getting something out of it. You know, even if you get one idea that like, oh, that's kind of cool.
And how they did that. For the record, the filmmakers of Grave Encounters did get quite... Oh, and the filmmakers of VHS, both of which have gotten, you know, traction.
Right, based because on, of it. Yeah.
Based on these,
agree.
Scripts / movies. So it's not... it's not a bad thing to be writing a B movie, if you will. Really, I mean, thrillers across the board are always going to make money. I know one of my friends who's working at a development company right now as a creative executive is looking for cyber thrillers. Still contained to a couple of locations, but paranoia over the internet and Facebook and that kind of, you know, people can hack into your house and steal your identity, that kind of bullshit. But that's
kind of
a thing.
It's been done, hasn't it?
Sure. I mean, Sandy Bullock did The Net. There's been traces of it in one of my favorite movies, the Cindy Crawford, Billy Baldwin, Fair Game. There's a little bit of hacking in that.
Oh, okay.
I love that movie. That and the fact that Cindy Crawford is hot. What?
You want me to wait on that?
No. Go. We're doing a Cooking with Cheryl version of the show. So, yeah. Anyway, so thrillers are always going to be moneymakers. And yes, there's also an aspect to it, which I think we found, is that they can be extremely formulaic, but not in a bad way. Contained thrillers, here's a great analogy. Contained thrillers are to movies what law, doctor, and cop shows are to TV. There's no one is ever saying...
Did you say law doctor?
No, law, doctor, and cop shows.
Okay, right.
There's never going to be somebody who comes along with the latest law, doctor, or cop show and have somebody say, yeah, but that's been done.
No.
We've already done a cop show.
But you know what? I like if I have I get a movie that has done something that I haven't seen before.
Sure.
That's what
Yes. And, but the thing that you're looking for that hasn't been done before is, okay, we blew this guy's head off and they did it in a way where, oh, I've never seen that before.
They showed it the whole
way. Or there's a spooky person in a closet and it comes from a way that, like, oh, we have not seen that before.
Yeah.
But...
that's what I said.
Right. But what I'm talking about is overall, as a general, that... You know, if there's six guys in a house, you know the formula. It's
right.
So the overall spine of the script is going to be the same as every other fucking contained thriller that's ever existed.
They will kill each other, or something will but be killing them.
But it's going to be A, the hook that makes it interesting, and B, the scenarios in which you get those characters going at it that makes it interesting. Where, you know, what is the thing? For example, we were talking about Saw the other day. Saw 2 was a contained thriller because it was like seven people in a house, and the hook being that they were competing against one another for survival.
Right.
That they had to kill each other because of a thing. That's always kind of the survival, you know, having your character survive, how they survive, how they die. Or not. I mean, when you look at, you know, more a Hitchcockian thriller, it's...
You said cocky.
It's more about the whodunit aspect or the motivations of the characters. And
sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand or what are they doing to get you to wonder what they're doing to make you want to read... Well, you know, make you read through it, but also make you... continue to watch so that you can find out what the whole thing was. Again, those are scripts that are really fast to write. Managers are always looking for them. I can honestly say that companies are always looking for it. So when you're sitting down and you're thinking about the next script that you want to write, and your gay religious comedy is it, when you're outweighing the pros and cons of your seven people in a cabin in the woods versus your religious comedy, you should probably go with the cabin in the woods. That's going to get you a lot more traction.
Gays like to travel, so there's going to be multiple restaurants and multiple friends' house and that's too expensive.
You know, here's a different version of a contained thriller, but also, again, it's really a contained drama, if you will. And I just blanked on the name of the fucking movie. it's your favorite movie, one of your favorite movies. Lawrence Kasdan, All in a House, Kevin Kline, Jeff Goldblum, Glenn Close.
Oh yeah, Big Chill.
Big Chill, yeah. What was the hook for that? The hook for that was that their friend killed themselves, or there's a funeral. And so now seven friends are in a house getting to know each other after separating after, what, like 10, 12 years and going on.
No, I think it's 15, 20, you know, since college, and now they're...
reconnecting, and you see which friends have changed, which friends have not changed, blah, 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 and their human interaction. That's fine. Now, have one of those people kill somebody else? I don't think you can make the Big Chill nowadays. That's going to be a tough sell.
I agree. But it's very nostalgic for me to go back and watch something like that.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, it's one of the best soundtracks of all time.
Yeah,
so.
Completely.
Anything else that you think we have? Yes, I know. Okay, seriously, people, we're going to do Pretty Woman next week. We promise.
Yeah, okay. It's seriously, once again, Manny's fault. I'm going to blame Manny.
Totally my fault. We're working on, as always, some new guests. I reached out to a couple of people this past week that would love to come do the show.
We are going to get some good ones.
Yes. Meetup tomorrow, new media on Tuesday. I know we're forgetting talking about something, but...
I know. I do, too.
A couple of people have reached out to us and asked why we're no longer doing the BOSI thing. It's just we want to be on our own. So that's our answer. No bosses. We're striking it out on our own, people.
Rebels.
All right, well, I think that's going to be it. We are going to go watch yet another low-budget horror movie, The Last Exorcism 2, which, and
it's going to be awesome.
And if we have time, we're going to watch a major tentpole flop, which was Jack and the Giant Slayer.
Yes.
So, all right, well, I guess that's it for this week. For Break It In, I'm Manny.
I'm Cheryl.
Till next week.
Peace out.
to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Ha 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 ha